Blog Talk Radio.
To those and good morning to those of you out there. I just want to say this is the Hard Love Radio Show that you are listening to, and I am your host, G. Wright. I hope you guys are just ready for a good program today. We just sit back and relax, and if you've been tuning into the Hard Love Radio Show, you will see that there's so many people, different people who have been coming through here. We had so many people here, and I thank you guys for making this show a favorite of yours. So I just want to say good day to all of you who are listening. Let's get things started today with a place like this, and this is CC One.
Let's go. Welcome to paradise. I know you want a place like this.
Yeah.
You want a place like this.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
That's right.
Greats and CC.
Let's go.
We want a place like this. Wanna go?
I wanna play for you and me, yeah. Wa da 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 da.
You are listening to the Heart and Love Radio Show, and I just had to say what's up to none other than Lady Flavor in the house. And what's up to Spicy Ree? What's up? Now, Spicy, you know, I haven't forgotten about you. I know I said I'm going to read your poem, and I want you to know that G. Wright is going to do that thing. And just thank you for your patience. But right now, you know, right now I'm just want to say hey to everyone. I hope you're doing well, and I appreciate you for coming out. You know, there's some good things that are happening, and I'll let you guys know as time goes along. You know, those who are closest to me already know. So God's definitely doing some great things in my life. I just want to say thank you for making the Heart of Love Radio Show one of your favorites. You know, I just want to say thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. You know, you guys mean a lot to me. And I just want to say that because the fact that it is true. You guys have become like another part of my family. So I just want to say I'm grateful for you guys for actually tuning into our Love Radio Show. And please spread the word. I'm also want to let you guys know that I'm thinking about participating in the BET. Sunday's Best. So I'm not sure. I'm still praying about it. Well, I guess I have to tell you guys I've already done my profile. So hopefully I'll have a video on there. So you guys vote for me for Sunday's Best with BET. Go to BET.com and then look for Sunday's Best on there, because there are definitely some things that are definitely going on there. And I just want to try it there. Like I said, there's some great things that are going on that are happening. So I appreciate that. I appreciate all you guys. You know, and I just want to just say I hope you guys had a good day. Have a good surprises. A couple surprises that are in the works. Right now, I'm going to get things started right now with Clap Your Hands. This is from Robert E. Person, a native of Washington, D.C. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. This is the Hard Love Radio Show, and you are listening to your host, G. Wright. Feel free to call in 646-595-4311. Right now, I am welcome to invite and introduce to you guys someone who is influential in my life. This is an older cousin of mine, author of the book Calico, and I have it right here in front of me. I have Mr. Ernest Xavier Smith.
Hello.
Hey, Ernest, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing today, Greg?
Doing well. I'm not going to call you by your nickname on here since we're on air, okay? I'll save that for office.
That's true.
I'm about to do it, but I'm not going to do it to you, all right?
All right, that's cool. That's cool.
So what's going on with you, man?
Just trying to promote this book, man. Just trying to get it out and let the public get an opportunity to read what I think is a great book.
First of all, I have to say this. For you guys who are just listening to Hard Love Radio Show, I have author Ernest Xavier Smith, who is one of my older cousins, and he's someone who works hard, and he's someone who really has been instrumental in encouraging me in my life. So I'm honored that I'm on the air right now. Ernest, tell me, where did you get this idea? First of all, tell the listeners the name of the book and everything.
Okay, the name of the book is Calico. The subheading is Welcome to Our New Nation. And it's basically a story about our government collapses because of a bombing in Washington, D.C.
Right.
And it's a fiction piece. And it basically talks about what if? What if this happened? What if you wake up tomorrow morning and our government collapsed and they rewrote the Constitution, but it didn't benefit the lower income constituents of our nation. And, you know, we just happen to fall into that category as people of color. And it doesn't just affect black people. It affects poor Hispanics, white, anybody that's at the lower income bracket, basically. Once the Constitution is rewritten, it takes away all of our, like, the government benefits. I mean, no Medicaid, no welfare, any government assistance of any kind. And they start a program where if you're not working, you have 6 months to get a job, and if you don't, you go to work camp, which is like a concentration camp.
Right.
And once people go to this concentration camp, they can't leave, or, quote, work camp. And, you know, so their family members start protesting, their friends and loved ones, but protesting is illegal. So it's basically back to the civil rights movement. And it's basically a story about this guy and this girl that was had to migrate from Washington, D.C. after the bombing and how they survived and thrived during this era.
Right. You know what? You know, I got to tell you, how long did it take you to write this book?
Well, I didn't just write it at one sitting or whatever. You know, it took a course of a series of years. Actually, I completed it before 9/11.
Right.
It just took this long for me to get it out. I had a lot of apprehension of releasing this because of the nature of the story. You know, sometimes we have uncalled for fears in our life. And, you know, so I just had to trust in God and just go ahead and put it out. Even though it's not a Christian book per se, but I have heard a lot of people say that it reminds them of the series that was out a few years ago, the Left Behind series. They say that it falls right in place with that.
Well, you know what?
I'm sorry.
No. I was going to say this. First of all, I got to say, I know your family, but for those who don't know, I just put out a CD, and it took me a while, but I got inspiration from watching Ernest, go about going after his dreams and going after different things that God placed on his heart. So it's, first of all, I have to say, it's an honor to have you on the show, and then it's an honor to see that, to know you and the fact of what you're doing. And I'm telling you guys, I've read a little bit of the book, and I'm telling you, I've had so many things going on, but I am going to finish reading this book. But I'm telling you, this is a book that once you read it, you cannot put it down. This is one of those books that you just read the first part, you're laughing, some parts of it you're laughing, and it just grabs you. And but I do have in my chat room, I do have some friends of mine who are actually online. Can you actually give them your website?
Yes, my website is calicobook.com. www.calicobook.com. And my book is also available at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
Yeah, Calico, C-A-L-I-C-O?
Yes.
So you guys got that. And one of my friends, Lady Flavor, she reviews books.
Okay, great.
Well,
she'll read mine, and I have a blog on my website as well. And she can put an entry on there, or even on Amazon.com. I really appreciate that.
Okay, cool. And that's Calico.
Okay, it's www.calicobook.com.
Okay. Hey, listen, let me ask you a question. Quark, do you have a Yahoo Instant Messenger?
Yes, I do.
Can you give them that as well?
Okay, my Yahoo Instant Message, let me see, I'm at Smitty Did It, SMIDIDIDIT, at yahoo.com.
Smitty Did It? Okay. SMIDIDIT.
No, SMIDIDIT. Smitty Did It. Smitty is spelled SMIDI. Then DIDIT.
Okay. Hey, cool. And let me ask you a question. For those who are listening right now, Ernest, how are you going about marketing this?
Well, I'm doing some internet marketing. I'm walking the streets, pounding the pavement, doing the sales out the trunk of my car, doing book readings. This is actually my second radio interview. Plan on getting more. And that's basically it right now.
Okay, cool. Well, I just have to say this. I have to tell you this. I am, I'm just like, wow. Because, you have a great book, and you're doing it. And for those who are actually coming on right now, we have author Ernest Xavier Smith, who also happens to be my older cousin. And he's definitely out there doing his thing. And a couple people are about to add you right now. And these are people, some of them are people who are poets, and some are people who can help you, even give you suggestions in marketing your book.
Okay, great. That would be great. I'm open.
Right. So I just, if you can, cuz, just sit around just for a little while. I'm going to come back to you in a minute, okay?
Okay, great. No problem.
And you guys are listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. I have with me on the line Mr. Ernest Xavier Smith, who's also one of my cousins. If you have any questions for him, feel free to call in 646-595-4311. Let's get things going right now with Declaration. This is it. by Kirk Franklin.
Check it out, y'all.
I've been counting my lines.
I'm tired and I want to give up.
I've been wondering why.
Why's the world getting so crazy?
Still somehow I believe.
Come too far to die now.
Survive.
If you're a survivor, get up. Ha! Let's get it.
You know what? You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. Again, we have new independent writer Ernest Xavier Smith on the line. Hey, Ernest.
Yes.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, I'm not sure if I asked you this question already, but what inspired you to start writing?
you know, I always had the ability to write, man. Even in like elementary school, I would get good grades in English. And I remember in the sixth grade, I wrote a story and got an A on it. And my teacher came to me and commented on it. You know, told me that she thought it was a good story, but why you make it so sad, you know? And I had other opportunities to write. I never really had a desire to write a book, but I had an opportunity to write and produce a television show some years ago. And then, although it never aired, it gave me the confidence to believe that I could write. And I always wrote songs. I've been writing songs for years, so songs are stories. And I wrote another book that was never published called Concrete Soldier. And I had a friend that would come to my house every day and read this book, every day. And I would ask him, man, why do you read this every day? He said, because it's good, man. You need to do something with it. And actually, I lost the manuscript. That's why I never, you know, did anything.
Oh, man.
But I've been writing for a while, though.
Yeah, you might have to rewrite that again.
Yeah, maybe. It's possible. But I am actually working on part two of Calico now, and that will be out next June, hopefully. That's my deadline date, my target date.
Yeah, so, you know, definitely this. I'll say this. Definitely people do listen to the Heart and Love radio show, and there are a lot of poets who actually come out and come out, they actually download this broadcast and listen to it. So I know a lot of people are going to go there. And for my listening audience, can you tell them where you're based out of?
I'm based out of Hyattsville, Maryland. It's right across the line from Washington, D.C. Actually, I was born and raised in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, so for those who are listening, you are listening to the author of Calico, and you can check him out on Amazon. You're on Amazon. Where's the other website?
And BarnesandNoble.com.
Yep.
And also at CalicoBook.com. You can actually buy the book off of my website.
Cool. You know what? I'm telling you this. While I'm online, and she's like another mother to me, and that's Lady Flavor. And she's telling me to let you know she can help you. And I've given her your Yahoo, and I've also given you her Yahoo. I am, so hopefully you guys can actually chat, because she's definitely a good person to know. And,
right,
you know,
right.
In here, yeah, I have Portis, The Quiet Storm. I also have Spicy Re online. And so there are other writers, you know, alongside, you know, your cousin, you know. But I just have to say this, that I'm so proud of you, cousin. I appreciate you coming on my show, and I want you to know that you're welcome here anytime.
Okay, great, man. I appreciate it, man. I'm proud of you, too, man. You know, I remember Greg was a little boy in church singing. And, you know, I always knew that you was going to do something good with yourself, man. And I'm very proud. I brag on you all the time, man. I really do, man. I like the lifestyle that you live, man. You know, you're somebody, you know, to use as a mentor, especially for youth out here today, man. They can see you don't have to be, you know, a street thug or whatever, you know. And you can make it, man. And, you know, just putting God first in everything that you do, man. You know, and I appreciate that from you, you know, because I've come to you with some spiritual issues, you know, myself. And so I appreciate you for that as well, man.
Hey, you know what? You know, I'm just, thanks, cuz. I appreciate that. And for you guys who are listening, I got to tell you this. My older cousin showed me that you can always keep on pushing. Always keep on pushing. And it's nothing like actually seeing that book together. And seeing that book actually in my hands. You know, so I'm proud of you. And I'm just going to say this. You know, I'm looking forward to hopefully doing some things with my cousin, because, you know, we've got to do something together.
Yeah, exactly, man. Yeah, exactly. So I'm looking forward to that as well, man. I really am. You know, because I always believe in family, man. You know, we have a pretty big family. We, you know, pretty tight knit, and it's nothing like working with family, being able to enjoy your successes together, man. You know, so I'm looking
right.
forward to that as well.
Now, you know, I'm going to also play something because, you know, I have some tracks from, you know, some of my other family members. You know, so I want you to hold on in line, and I'm about to play He Shall Perform It. This is Eureka, A. Wright featuring Kevin Smith, who also is Ernest Smith's brother. So we come from a big musical family, so Ernest, just hold on, okay?
Okay, great, no problem.
This is He Shall Perform It. Feel free to call in 646-595-4311. And you are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. Guys have enjoyed that. That was my cousin. That was our other cousin, Eureka A. Wright, and my cousin, Kevin Smith, who is also Ernest Smith's cousin. Hey, Ernest, are you there on the line? Okay, cool. Yeah, so that had the DC flavor on that particular song.
Yeah, go yeah. Behind that.
Right. Now, let me ask you a question. You know, If do you have any last words to say to anyone who's out there who's desiring to write or actually publish their own book? What would you say?
I would say, if you want to be a writer, you know, you need to write like a singer sings. And I would encourage you to write every day. And I'm going to tell you a simple way to write a book. This is the way that I did it. I bought some index cards. And I wrote down every idea that I had concerning the book. I mean, it doesn't matter the order. It doesn't matter if you're a great speller, because you don't have to get someone to edit it anyway. So you just want to get your ideas down. Write all your ideas on the index cards. And then once you have them down, everything that you can think of, you put them in order. And then you number them, number the cards. And then you have an outline. And so you just use that outline to fill in the blanks. And I think that that's the simplest way to do it. As far as publishing, I had option to go and publish myself. Because it gives you more freedom and flexibility in the publishing world. If you sign with a major publishing company, you know, they basically own the rights to your book, and you have to write your books how they want you to write them. And I wanted the freedom of expression to do it the way that I felt I wanted to do it, so that my voice is heard in my stories.
Amen to that one, because I tell you that indeed is good information. So I think some people, they know what they want to do, but they don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
I like the idea you said, write them on the index cards.
Yeah, that's the easiest way. I mean, and another thing is start with the end in mind, so that you know, when you leave your house, you have a destination. You don't just get in your car and just drive aimlessly just anywhere. You have a destination that you're going to. And I would encourage you to start with the end in mind. Know what your ending is going to be, so that everything that you write ties into the ending.
Well, you know, that makes sense.
Yeah.
As opposed to some people do what? They just start writing, and they'll know how they end it.
Exactly. A lot of people would just get on and they say, well, I wanted the story to take on its own self, you know, to take on its own flavor. And it still will, you know, because as you're writing, you know, you develop your characters and, you know, they have their own personalities and, you know what that character would do. And another good thing is and you basically ask, what happens next?
You know,
she went to the store and she bought a bag of potato chips. Okay, then what did she do? She ran into a friend. And then what did her friend say? He said this. And then what did she say? I mean, and you just go through it like that. That's the simplest way. That's the ABCs of writing, I think. Asking them what happened.
You know what? First of all, I just have to say this. For you guys who are listening in, I have Ernest Xavier Smith, author of Calico Book, which you can get off of Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com, as well as, I believe it's your official site, www.calicobook.com. And that's CalicoBook.com. So this is definitely not going to be the first time, and this is not going to be the last time he will be on the show. You know, and I'm pushing it. You know, we have Lady Flavor, Spicery, and other, and we also have the Quiet Storm, you know, actually listening right now. Then we have other writers who actually do listen in later on. So they're definitely going to be checking you out. They're definitely going to be trying to talk to you and helping you even get your music out even more.
Okay, great.
I'm thinking music.
That's next, man. That's something I'm working on too. But right now it's a book, so I just focus on that right now.
And this how it goes right now. You know, I'm not gonna tell them all our business, so I'll just hold the comment that I was gonna say. But I did say music. He is a musician, singer, songwriter as well. So, you know, I grew up listening to him do his rap. Not even tried to rap, but it didn't work out quite well for me. But it's all good. It's all good. But you guys are listening to Hard Love Radio Show. We'll come back. If you have any questions, call in 646-595-4311. And this is for you, Lord, by Papa San. And we will be right back after these moments.
I love to praise you, Lord. I love to give you praise.
My mouth will sing songs of praise. Keep the door of my lips, no essence of praise. Speak sounds aroma, speak of your ways. My heart is glad when I come into your house. My countenance and strange new song from my mouth. So tell me who can stop me from shout. I'm filled with your praises, may I forget it out. Almighty Emmanuel, God of Shalom. Here is my body, right before your throne. My life is to worship you when you are.
Just want to praise you, Lord.
Guys, I've enjoyed that. That is "For You, Lord," and that is Papa San. And for those who are actually listening right now, I just want you to sit back and relax. You know, I have right now on the line with me none other than author, musician, writer, Ernest Xavier Smith. Yes, I'm giving all those props to you guys. He is my older cousin, and I'm proud of him and exactly what he's doing.
Thanks, man. And I'd like to say one thing, Greg. Yeah, you might not be established in the rap game, but, you know, Luther Vandross taught you well, man. You know, rappers rap because they can't sing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, you doing your thing, man. You holding it down, man. You don't need to rap.
Yeah, I appreciate it, cuz. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know, and my cousin actually there. You actually was there when I actually had my CD release party up in D.C. So
yeah.
I'm glad for the family who came out.
Yeah, it was nice, man. I really enjoyed it, man. You know.
I appreciate it so much. I appreciate you coming on the Hard Love Radio Show, because, you know, just sit back and relax. And there will be some people who will be contacting you, so just know it. When they add you onto Yahoo, just they'll let you know who they are.
Okay, great, no problem.
You know, and I'm just, if you guys haven't gotten your copy of it, you have to get a copy of Calico. Go to www.calicobook.com. That's CalicoBook.com. It's available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNobles.com. And this is the author, Ernest Xavier Smith. I appreciate you coming on and being a part of the show today, cuz.
Yeah, no, anytime, man, anytime. I enjoyed it, man.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, too. Yeah. And feel free to hang on. We have about 2 more minutes remaining in the show. You know, if you'd like to feel free, you know, chat with some of the people who are actually in here. And just sit back and relax.
Okay, no problem.
And guys, I'm going to play for you a song from my upcoming CD that actually just dropped. His Love Never Ends. I'm G Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show.
On the outside looking in, feel like you've lost your truest friend. There you come, when you let him in the door. Now you know you need him in your life more. Keep on praying, keep on hoping, keep on waiting. Oh, keep on praying, keep on hoping. God tell you he would be right there.
I hope you guys enjoyed that. You are listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. And I just want to send a shout out to all those who are actually listening. And first of all, G, I'm G Wright, and I'm pretty much packing up here, getting ready to make a transition back home, be with the rest of my family. And God is doing some great things. And if you've been listening, I've had artist and writer, musician, an older cousin of mine, Ernest Xavier Smith, online. And I'm telling you, go and get your book, Calico Book. Go and get it now. Amazon.com, Barnes and Noble's.com. I think it's BarnesandNoble.com. And also www.calicobook.com. And feel free to also go and also check out my information, gwrightonline.com, myspace.com/theheartofloveradioshow, and myspace.com/gwrightsing. I'm going to leave you guys with this, and I hope to see you guys next Tuesday. We're going to have poets. The poets are going to be in the house next Tuesday from 6 to 7. This is the Heart of Love Radio Show. Rich land, poor land, anytime, or any place I look for you, I feel as though you never left. You are still the one and only I adore. I should not put anyone before. My waves of green helped cultivate pastures. Those who roam upon my body have grown up tall and strong. I've breathed you air, sheltered you from the wave of poverty. I've riches that have been dug for centuries. My gold, rubies, emeralds, and diamonds. I have all these things, different things is popping up over here on my screen. But this is a little part of something that we're going to begin and end with again next week, and that's with Spicy Ree, you know, I appreciate you. Okay, I'm getting to finish it, y'all. I have riches that have been dug for centuries. My gold, rubies, emeralds, and diamonds, how everyone wears them but me. I was deemed the richest country because of what my people possess, not to be taken lightly. You swindled me more than often. I could care to tell. Somehow I thought of it as a curse that someone had deliberately been taken as a joke, but I am still here waiting to be reclaimed by you. And that was by Jay Lynch. We know her as Spicy Ree. And I appreciate you guys for checking me out. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. God bless you. See you next Tuesday.